This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, who represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. Perfect background for him to comment on the big controversy this week here in Washington, and that's the fact that 5 9/11 co-conspirators are set to stand trial in civilian court in New York City upon the order of the Obama administration, and namely Attorney General Eric Holder, who defended that decision again today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, I'm always glad to be with you folks.
Thank you so much. Well, the Attorney General said today that our institutions are strong, our people are ready. There's no need to cower in fear due to the fact that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will appear in a federal court. Your reaction to his pronouncement and his defense of his decision?
Well, that sounds like a lot of bravado. Why don't we just invite them in to teach our children in the nursery? I mean, that would show them that we're not afraid of them. The notion that somehow that we have to prove to terrorists that we're not afraid of them by making our citizens more vulnerable to them is ridiculous. Really, this sends a message to our enemy that if you kill civilians on American soil, that you will have greater protections than if you attack our military on the battlefield. In other words, this actually creates an incentive for them to attack civilian targets rather than to try to face us on the battlefield. So it's just kind of an asinine notion that Attorney General Holder has put forth here. And I don't want to just leap off into the partisan area, but it's just foolish to think that al-Qaeda doesn't train to our system and look for our vulnerabilities. When Sheikh Mohammed was taken into custody, he said, "I'll see you in New York with my lawyer." You know, it seems like they know our weaknesses better than our government knows them. And it's always astonishing to me that we don't consider the points of the past here. I'll give you one example. In the trial of Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman for the first 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the prosecution had to share with the defense a list of unindicted co-conspirators. And that we know now that within 10 days of this list being, there was about 200 people on the list, and about 10 of them were key operatives. But within 10 days, this list was in the hands of Osama bin Laden. And that allowed him to not only know which of his minions had been compromised, but also to be able to gain evidence and clues as to who was infiltrating their network. And this is a direct result of us trying to try tyrants or terrorists in our own courts. They should be subject to military tribunal like we've always done with military combatants or, in this case, unlawful military combatants.
Congressman, in his testimony today, the Attorney General also touched on a couple of subjects, one of which you just mentioned. He says, first of all, our classified intelligence will not be compromised because SEPA covers that, basically protecting classified information just as it does in a military commission. He also says that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed would have no greater platform for spewing propaganda than if he were tried in a military tribunal. How accurate is that?
There's no question that under the constitutional construct of our federal courts, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed would have far greater opportunities to game the system. I mean, there are all kinds of things that he would be allowed to do. He'd be allowed to call witnesses from the CIA or from the soldiers that he interacted with, all of the things, and take them right out of the battlefield against, take them out of the battle against al-Qaeda and other terrorists, and he would be able to call them to the stand. There is a possibility that some of the evidence that we had against him would be called into question because it wasn't Mirandaized. You know, there's all kinds of additional opportunities that these terrorists would have under a federal court system like is envisioned by Attorney General Holder. And yes, they probably would have a platform in a military tribunal, but they'd have a far greater platform in a New York courtroom. I just can't imagine that somehow they think that we're going to have less control of a military tribunal than we would in a New York court case. You know, maybe with some potentially some liberal judge that is a throwback from the ACLU or something along those lines. There's all kinds of possibilities, and this is taking great risk not only with our citizens but with our system. Once again, the Obama administration goes so quickly and completely leaves aside any evidences or experience of the past and just charges headlong based on sort of an ideological bent, and completely ignores history, completely ignores reality, and completely tries to rewrite everything in a moment. They have brought change. That is correct. But I'll tell you, the change has been astonishingly bad for this country.
Congressman, I mentioned the quote a minute before about Attorney General Holder not saying it's not a time for us to cower in fear. And he didn't say it directly, but the implication is that those who disagree with this decision are acting in a fearful manner. What do you say to those who suggest that it's conservatives and Republicans who are acting in a fearful manner because they disagree so vehemently with this decision?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of points I would make there. Number one, if you just want to make the case for just the fear or the courage of Republicans versus Democrats, look at the military and see how many of them are Republicans and how many are Democrats. We'll see if there is a trend there or not, if that's really his perspective. But secondly, the notion that we have to put our citizens at risk to prove how tough we are is just asinine. I find that, you know, just kind of a gratuitous thing on his part. They're charging off into a direction where no man has gone before, or certainly no reasonable person has gone before, and they are making terrorists the world over gleeful at what we're doing, because terrorists literally study our system so that they can game it, and we're cooperating with them. And it's just unbelievable. It seems like political correctness is far more important to this administration than protecting the citizens of the United States.
Last question for you, Congressman, before we let you go, on a slightly different topic, but it is related, and obviously the deliberations continue for the president and his team on what policy to pursue in Afghanistan. According to an interview with CNN on Wednesday, the president said that he's very close to making a decision, and we could see that decision announced within the next several weeks. What do you make of that?
I want to be careful in the words I use here, but it just borders on being completely irresponsible on the part of the president not to have come up with a decision sooner than this, when our soldiers are at risk and are certainly dying in that theater. And that somehow he's going to have a decision soon and he'll announce it in a few weeks. There's a certain casual attitude about that that just kind of really revolts me. I'm just amazed that this administration takes such a casual view of all of that. But, you know, General McChrystal made it very clear that time was of the essence. He said failure to gain the initiative and reverse insurgent momentum in the near term, he's talking about the next 12 months, while Afghan security capacity matures, risks an outcome where defeating the insurgency is no longer possible. Now, those aren't my words. Those are the words of the commanding general in Afghanistan. And if it was just a matter of wanting to get it right, you know, this administration certainly doesn't seem to hesitate to charge in every direction without even thinking on every other front. But when it comes to making sure that we move in a timely manner to protect our soldiers in the battlefield and in theater, then somehow we got all the time in the world.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there for now. As always, sir, thank you for your time. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, sir.
Arizona Congressman Trent Franks represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and Judiciary Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.